Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me, as always, is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board certified medical physician and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's delightful once again to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Thank you for talking about CHI. I appreciate that. And as you said, I am the chief of staff at CHI Memorial, Georgia. Very excited for all that CHI is doing in Northwest Georgia for all of the citizens here, as well as the Chattanooga area. But the expansions in Northwest Georgia are just incredible. I'm proud also to work with another one of our sponsors. As the listeners probably know, CHI is our sponsor, and also LHC, which is Louisiana Healthcare, through the Home Health Agency, Home Care Solutions, and Heartlight Hospice. I work with them, and I'm just delighted for all the work they do for our community. And it's a delight to work with such wonderful people. I also work with physical therapy through Benchmark. Just, I'm surrounded by wonderful people just like yourself, and learn from them and from you, and life is just amazing and wonderful. Yeah, let me put in a little plug here for CHI. I want to remind people that Dr. Hedrick, who's a wonderful thoracic surgeon, has a Breathe Easy Coach. This is a mobile coach that conducts low-dose CT scans. That's a type of x-ray that can identify signs of lung cancer before symptoms are even present. Lung cancer symptoms don't usually occur until the cancer is advanced. Detecting lung cancer early provides significantly increased chances of survival. And this x-ray process requires no preparation. It only takes about 10 minutes. And as I said, it's a mobile coach. So to find out when the coach is near you, call 423-495-LUNG. That's 423-495-LUNG. And again, it's just a great pleasure to be a primary care physician in this area, serving the community just like you do. We're in different capacities, but you know, complementary to each other. Ed, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, and thank you. And it is a honor for me to also be partnering with you and Memorial and the radio station, because we, you know, I feel that my journey of this life of mine, you know, a big chunk of it is to help the community in the conversation of health and wellness. And yes, I have owned Nutrition World since 1979 here in Chattanooga. In fact, we will be celebrating 40 years this December.
Wow.
And we are located on Lee Highway, and we're really a wellness complex. That's what we are evolving into, because what we're starting to fully realize is it takes almost a team effort when there's a real struggle with health, and it actually takes somewhat of a team effort to maintain health because of the complexity of our world and the fact that there is so much misinformation. So much is connected to selling something. And it's true of all industries, including mine. And we have to have, I think, people who can hold our hand through this fog and give us some of the wisdom of truth and honesty. And I know our show is built on truth and honesty and ethics. There is no doubt. And that's why I'm excited to come every Saturday morning, or I mean every Sunday. And we are, you know, committed to this show. I am, and I never get tired of it. It's really odd how I can, you know, do this, and I'm still so excited as much today as I was the first day we ever did this.
You know, and I look forward to it as well. Sometimes we think we don't want to get up early on a Sunday and do this, but my goodness, I look forward to seeing you. I learn, and we both like to learn. You're never too old. In fact, I think I enjoy learning more the older I get. It's just such a pleasure to learn something new, expand my horizons, and that's something that we do. And I'm hearing more and more in the office people that are even strangers. I walked through a counseling session, so I was on my way somewhere else, just walked through a room, and there was a psychologist working with some people, and one of them turned around and said, "Love your show." I'm thinking, how do you even know who I am? So it's kind of funny. You know, it's a nice thing. And I stopped and asked, and she talked about what she liked with the show. And it's just blowing my mind that people are enjoying this as much as we want them to. And they're listening. They're knowing that traditional medicine and non-traditional are not mutually exclusive, but they're complementary. And that's something that I frankly didn't know before we did this show. And I thought they were mutually exclusive. And no, they're not. So if we can expand the minds and open the minds of both medical practitioners as well as the lay public, I think we've done our job. But we're also, I think you and I are doing this for the fact that we just frankly enjoy it. We enjoy getting together. We enjoy sharing everything with our listeners, and we enjoy the learning process. So thank you again, Ed, for showing up bright and early with me. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, we always, sometimes we have things that we plan on speaking of, and sometimes we just have these great conversations. I know I mentioned earlier before the show, you were mentioning you had eaten at a new restaurant, and every week I try to have an observation about where I'm going to eat, because food is medicine. It isn't something simply to fill our belly. It's not gas for your car. It's actually what will support your health in the long run or destroy your health. And when we talk about places to eat, we're not actually putting them out there as perfect solutions, or, you know, there's like, you couldn't eat bad at many at this place, because there's any place you eat, I don't care if you could go to Whole Foods and have a lunch or a supper that would be pretty despicable for your health if you just chose all the wrong things. But we need to know the restaurants that have better choices so that we have options. Tell me about the one that you ate at this week.
Well, this was sort of just off the cuff, and walked over to North Shore Edley's Barbecue, Edley's, E-D-L-E-Y, apostrophe S, barbecue, and never been there, walked in, the people are friendly. I did not eat healthy that night, so as our listeners know, for the most part, I try to do right, I exercise, I eat a healthy diet, but no, not always. I also live life and enjoy when I want to. So I did have a barbecue plate, even grits and macaroni and cheese, and yes, everybody knows probably that listens a lot that I've been on a low-carb diet, with the keto diet, and no, this was one of my splurge nights. It was superb. Some of the best barbecue that I've had. The sauce was incredible. It's the only meal I've ever had there, so I can't comment on others. I know you have some experience through, I think, your daughter, if I heard right, and you'll talk about that in a minute. The grits, I'm a huge fan of Charleston, and the grits were very close to the quality of what I have had at fine restaurants in Charleston, and that's high praise for me. If anybody does want to go to Edley's, I'll go ahead and let them know it's at 205 Manufacturers Road. So it's near Whole Foods and Food Works, those places. And their phone number is 423-498-2772. What was it you had heard about Edley's, Ed?
Well, my daughter Katie, and she's very astute at evaluating foods, such as I am. And she really looked into the website, and I can't say I did this, but I heard secondhand that they actually try to source their meats and other foods from local or more grass-fed, at least less chemically produced sources. Now, I ate there and I truly enjoyed it. It was probably 4 months ago with my daughter, and I did get the turkey and I got the coleslaw. One just tidbit of things that I believe very strongly in. What's causing a big increase in cancer in this country is not only because we're consuming foods that I would call somewhat carcinogenic or toxic. The bigger issue to me is that we're disabling our own body's magical system that can take poisonous substances and detoxify them. And there's a system in the liver, I'll make it really quick, called a P450. This system is the way that the liver can basically disassemble something that's going to be harmful and turn it into harmless molecules, which you will excrete. But one of the big impediments to this is a system within the P450 that relies on cruciferous vegetables, because things like cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli turn on part of this system. When we don't eat these foods, you are shutting that system down significantly. Well, even though I can make certainly bad choices too, and of any place I eat, you will hardly ever not see me eat cabbage or coleslaw or Brussels sprouts or broccoli with every single meal that I eat. And I almost won't go to a restaurant unless they can offer that. Now, is it perfect to eat coleslaw that has perhaps some extra mayonnaise? Not really, but this is not a black and white issue.
And it tastes so good.
It does, yes. We all Americans love that mayonnaise, and I do too. But the coleslaw there at your barbecue place was what I ate with turkey and with unsweet tea. So there's a combination of almost a keto meal. Not quite, but there I got my vegetable, I got my protein, I didn't get a lot of carbs, and so I made the best of that situation, and it was fabulous tasting, absolutely fabulous.
One nice thing, by the way, about the P450 system, also remember it processes a lot of medications, so if you're on a prescription drug, if you research that drug, there's a very good chance that it's processed heavily through a P450 system. It's not every drug, but it's so common that you have to look into that. And when you have multiple drugs going through the same system, you can build up toxicity to one of them. So again, if you're not having those foods you mentioned, the cruciferous foods, yes, that can actually cause toxicity with your medications. We're not just talking about stuff in the environment. And anyway, yeah, that food was extremely good. And by the way, for the higher carb things that I was just mentioning, they actually serve it in a fairly small container, but it was exactly the right amount. It gave you what you wanted. You weren't overfilling, and you really didn't get a high-carb meal. So it was heavy on the protein. I tried to lean it towards a keto meal. You know me, I make a nod towards doing that. And yes, their slaw is very good. But wow, what a place. Great service, nice people, and excellent food. I'm glad that you wanted to bring that up. Very good.
And thank you. I think people really value the fact that they're getting these tidbits of information. Well, it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing with Dr. Jennings, a local psychiatrist, some interesting topics. I've known this gentleman for several years now, and he's just a wealth of information on health and emotions and treatments. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I am Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have a most exciting segment today with a gentleman that I have known for several years and highly respect, Dr. Timothy Jennings. He's been in private practice as a psychiatrist and certified master psychopharmacologist since 1997. He is a highly sought-after lecturer and international speaker and the author of The God-Shaped Brain and The God-Shaped Heart. He is in private practice in Chattanooga, and his latest book, which he gave me a copy of about 2 months ago, blew me away. It's called The Aging Brain, Proven Steps to Prevent Dementia and Start Sharpen Your Mind. Welcome, Dr. Jennings, to our show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then we can get into this topic of the aging brain? And I would like to maybe start going down the road of sleep, because that's one of the most common epidemic issues, I think, today in not just Chattanooga, but the whole country. And I know you'll agree with me that the lack of sleep, any issue we have, it's going to exacerbate that problem. And we don't have real good solutions, really, in my opinion, in the pharmaceutical world. But tell me what some of your ideas are about this.
About the sleep?
Yes.
Okay. So first, people need to understand, I think, a couple things about the importance of sleep. You know, the brain is 1 to 2% of your body mass, but it uses 20% of your body's energy, which means it's highly metabolic, using a lot of resources, making a lot of byproducts of metabolism that have to be cleared out of the brain. And it's during sleep that the neurons actually contract and expel from inside the neuron out of the cytoplasm into the cerebral spinal fluid the byproducts of metabolism, so they're cleared from the brain. If we don't get adequate amounts of sleep, then these byproducts are not cleared and they will build up over time, increasing oxidative stress, which is damaging to the brain, accelerating aging and cognitive memory problems as we age. Further, memories consolidate during sleep. During awaking, we're assimilating new information, which goes into part of the brain called the hippocampus for short-term storage. But during sleep, it's actually transferred out of hippocampus to other areas for long-term storage. And if we don't get proper sleep, we don't get proper memory consolidation. In fact, there was a study done on college students where they took college students, put them into two groups, randomized them into two groups, and then had them memorize made-up words for a study period. And then one group got to go sleep while the other group got to was kept awake. They tested both groups right after the study period and then after the 12-hour period. The group that got to sleep not only scored better than the group who didn't sleep, they actually scored better than they themselves did when they were tested immediately after the memorization period, meaning, again, that the sleep consolidated and improved memory. So sleep is important. Now, what is normal sleep? And many of my patients come to see me because they're complaining, I've got a sleep problem, and I'm not sleeping well. And I say, well, tell me about your sleep. Normal sleep, you enter stage one, which is a real light sleep. This is like on Thanksgiving afternoon, grandma's kind of snoring on the couch, and you go, hey, grandma, you're snoring. She goes, well, I wasn't even asleep yet. That's when you're not even sure you're asleep, but you are in a stage one sleep. That goes into stage two, followed by the deep, slow wave sleep where your heart rate slows and your body temperature falls. That's followed by REM, rapid eye movement sleep, where you do your dreaming, and then you wake up. Then stage one, deep sleep, REM, wake up. And this happens all night long. From the time you enter stage one to the time you exit REM is anywhere between 70 and 120 minutes. So if you're awakening every little over an hour to 2 hours through the night, that's normal sleep, as long as you're able to get back to sleep in a reasonable amount of time. When we're young or very physically exhausted, those wake-up periods may only be a few seconds, where we just shift and turn in the bed, and we have amnesia for it. So we think we slept all night. As we get older, we wake up and we get a bladder call. You go to the bathroom, come back, and we think, oh, no, I'm not sleeping good anymore. And then people turn to pharmaceuticals to begin trying to make a chemically induced sleep. And the vast majority of medicines that are approved by the FDA and either over-the-counter or prescription for sleep actually interfere with memory consolidation. And there's been 9 studies looking at the benzodiazepine class of families, which would be the Ambiens and Lunestas and Valiums and Xanaxes and those types of medicines. And out of those 9 studies, 7 of them show that they increase your risk of dementia. 1 was neutral, and 1 showed a reduced risk. So the preponderance of evidence is that these medicines chemically interfere with memory consolidation, increase our dementia risk.
Wow, I am blown away, because that is such a concise, wonderful explanation of what's going on. Because one of the most common questions I get, and I'm sure that Dr. Green does, is the people who get to be about 40 plus years old come in and talk to me every day and say, you know, I'm just not sleeping well because I'm waking up 2 times during the night. And you explain that eloquently about the fact that we don't need to be nervous about this slight reawakening. And I think you may agree with me. What's happened, and it happened to me, I'm a chronic insomniac, is when I didn't realize that that was natural to wake up, that I would get anxious about waking up because I was fearful that I would not go back to sleep. Well, of course, guess what happens when you get anxious and you're trying to sleep? It's not going to happen. And once I got to a place of being at peace with the fact that you just explained that it's natural to have this slight reawakening, I go back to sleep now. Now, I do have to say my magic pill is GABA. I have to keep it by my bedside, and if I really feel the brain starting to kick in, I will do 1,000 milligrams of GABA, which is totally natural, and it seems to, could be placebo, but it seems to always allow me to go back to sleep. What do you ever recommend GABA, Dr. Jennings?
So what you're saying, first, I want to tell people you're exactly right, and one of the things with my patients is once they realize it's normal sleep and they don't have a sleep problem, they stop worrying, and when they stop worrying, they See, worry activates your amygdala. Amygdala activates your stress cascade, which kicks up adrenaline. Adrenaline makes you alert and interferes with your sleep. So you're exactly right what you described. And there's a physiologic basis for that. So the big key is to realize, and people go, well, that's okay. It's okay that I wake up. That's normal. I'm still getting normal sleep. And they stop worrying about their sleep. That's probably more important than anything else. But GABA is certainly reasonable for people to do. And I often have my patients take some melatonin if they need something, particularly as we age, because the brain seems to produce less melatonin as we age. And so taking some melatonin prior to bedtime for some of these people can be very helpful as well.
Wonderful. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And we are here with Dr. Jennings talking about his new book, The Aging Brain, but we're focused on sleep. How do you sleep, Dr. Green?
Well, you know, it depends. Something Dr. Jennings was saying, the stress, if there has been a good bit of stress in my life, yeah, a lot of times I'll be laying awake at night thinking about that stress, and I can feel the adrenaline rush and the heart beating and the pounding. So there are times that does happen to me. Thankfully, that's rare. My biggest problem is since the age of six, as far as I can remember, I have been one of those dreamers that I dream movies every night. So I don't know if that means I'm frankly nuts or not, but I can be inside the most wonderful adventures, books, movies. It's one of those things. I enjoy that. I look forward to it every night. And I always wonder when I'm talking to patients and some say, I never have remembered a dream, never. And I find that amazing. All my kids do the same thing as me. And that's one thing I was just thinking about. That doesn't really interfere with my sleep. Sometimes I'll wake them up or it'll wake me up. But is there a good reason why some remember their dreams, some don't, some interfere with sleep, some don't?
So the dreams happen in REM. So if people aren't getting enough REM, then they may not be actually having dreams. Certain sleep disorders like obstructive sleep apnea, in which the soft tissues close over the back of the throat and cause the hypoxia oxygen levels to fall, which will alert the brainstem, which will cause a person to wake up. So they tighten the musculature and they get oxygen again. The person's in and out of stage one and maybe perhaps stage two sleep all night, but they never really get into the deep sleep and they don't get into REM. And so they don't have a lot of dreams. So one possibility is that maybe they're actually not even getting the normal cycles of sleep, and that's something to be considered.
Absolutely. And I've always just wondered if some people simply don't remember them, but that does give me something else to think about when I'm seeing my patients.
And so along that, just to follow up for our audience, if people have obstructive sleep apnea, it's easily treated with positive airway pressure called CPAP. But if you don't treat it, you have increased risk of obesity, increased risk of depression, you have gray matter volume loss in the brain. If you do treat it, though, all those things are reversible.
Oh, absolutely. I see so many people, and that's part of my consideration overall, even in people who are not obese. I have a lot of patients that are frankly thin, they're at an ideal body weight, and they have obstructive sleep apnea, and it's being treated well. But for them, it's one of the later things I think about in a fatigue workup. But so often people come up to me and they're fatigued, they have brain fog during the day, and that's part of a workup where we're doing more of a medical workup, thyroid and whatnot, B12, diabetes. But sleep apnea has been, I don't know if it's more prevalent over the last 10 years or I'm thinking about it more, but I know I'm seeing it more over the last 10 years.
Well, as obesity goes up, that's going to drive it. And we have a lot of obesity issues in our country. And so what you also said, though, was very important, too, was that, when you're highly stressed and so when somebody has a sleep problem and they're not sleeping well, rather than chemically trying to medicate it, they actually should step back and go, okay, what are the reasons I'm not sleeping well? Do I have a cool environment? Am I have a lot of noise going on? Am I sleeping at reasonable times? This is another thing I've discovered. People will tell me, well, I'm having trouble getting to sleep. It takes me 2 hours to get to sleep, so I need something to help me get to sleep. And as I take their sleep history, I say, what time are you going to bed? I'm going to bed at 10. What time are you falling asleep? I'm falling asleep at midnight. What time are you getting up in the morning? 8 a.m. And how do you sleep from midnight to 8? I sleep great from midnight to 8, but I can't get to sleep from 10 to midnight. Well, I said, your sleep is normal. The problem is you've got a little bit of a phase advance because you're sleeping 8 hours well, but the human adult brain wants to be awake 16 hours a day. So if you're getting up at 8 a.m., your brain won't want to go to sleep till midnight, and you're just getting into bed too early.
Besides medication, one thing I do, and I think Ed does as well. I've never really asked you. I think it would fall into your belief structure, but I'll pray and meditate. So if I am stressed out, that's one of the things I'll do is lay there in bed, pray, meditate, and I find that really helps me fall asleep. It may take an hour, but, you know, get a lot of good prayer time in too.
No, that's really critical. And what I've discovered again in my patients is that many of my patients do not know how to problem solve, resolve stressors, develop an internal sense of calm in the face of a real life stressor and storm. In learning how to, in relation with a higher power, and being able to trust the future and trust how things will turn out to your higher power, instead of feeling some burden to fix everything, is critically important to be able to go to sleep and rest well.
Absolutely.
What great jewels of information. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, I don't recall many times in my 61 years of living that I've actually solved any problems after 11 o'clock at night. And there was a gentleman who wrote a great book on sleep, and he used the word cognitive popcorn. And I certainly can appreciate that term, because that is happens to all of us. And it's just like caught on a hamster wheel of mental thinking. And I am a very connected person as far as breathing and meditation and being present. And, you know, it's a practice. This isn't something that comes natural. It is like kind of having to go to the gym, and you have to set up this kind of practice to be good at it. One comment I'll make, because I kind of live in the woo-woo world of nutrition world, I did use a sleep apnea machine, CPAP, for several years. Even though I'm thin, I find that a lot of people who have lifted heavy, heavy weights like I have in my life tend to have a little bit more of that tendency for the loose throat area, so that you tend to have all those issues. But I don't use it anymore. And one reason, and I'm not saying that people need to replace their CPAP machine, but we sell, I tell everyone who doesn't sleep, my one remedy is you must tape your mouth shut at night. We sell a special tape at the store, and it has been remarkable. Now, it will not treat a significant serious issue of sleep apnea, but for the modest people who are not willing to do something like that, taping your mouth shut is amazing, because when your mouth is open, you have more tendency for the throat to collapse, and then you don't get into the different levels of sleep. I don't know if you've heard of that, Dr. Jennings, but that's my woo-woo comment for this.
Let me throw something in real quick. You mentioned about the heavy weights and all that. Just from an exercise standpoint, it has nothing to do with sleep. If you are lifting heavy weights, make sure and don't have to grunt for every single rep that you do. You should be able to breathe through the whole thing. It's not good for your heart to close off the glottis and be grunting like that.
Yeah, and I think some of those nasal strips that people put on to open the nasal passageways can sometimes be helpful as well.
That's a very good point. You know, I cannot believe how fast this 14 minutes went with you, Dr. Jennings. We are going to have you back on the show again. There is no doubt. You are such a wealth of information. It's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and health. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are speaking today with Grant Smith with the True Wellness Integrative Medicine, located here in Chattanooga. And our topic is the use of stem cells. And before I introduce him, let me make a personal comment. You know, I don't know if the people who know me know that I've spent my entire life, adult-wise, really searching, learning, and trying to educate myself in the field of nutrition, holistic wellness, and have a great, sincere belief that the human body has true magic as far as being resilient and also being able to rehabilitate itself in many cases, but only if we help it. It doesn't happen on its own. We have to look into the area of nutrition, wellness, the environment people are living under, the activities, the mental state. It's a very big picture, and that's where Dr. Green and I, we speak of that constantly, because we both believe in that. But the stem cell topic, of course, many times the stem cell titles are referring to anti-aging medicine, because stem cells are something that is inherent in us from birth and even before, and it has a magic ability to heal many things in the body. But today we're going to be talking with Mr. Grant Smith about the use of injectable stem cells to keep this machine running for an extra couple decades joint-wise. So welcome, Mr. Smith, to our show.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you are a patient advocate at True Wellness Integrative Medicine, and, you know, tell listeners just real quickly, what is a stem cell?
A stem cell is a cell that is already present in our body from the time of birth. They're more potent as when we're young. They begin to become utilized and become less numerous in our body as we age. Stem cell is basically a cell that has the ability to become other cells in the body. Thus, if you were to inject a stem cell into a joint, it has the ability to become that tissue and regenerate that tissue.
And that is a very important defining words for what a stem cell is, because you can't take an adult liver cell and expect it to do anything but be a liver cell. But the stem cell, being of its immature origin, has the flexibility to turn into what the body needs. I mean, this is Star Trek stuff, I really know, and it is the future of, you know, longevity medicine, if nothing else. And because I hear so many health stories at Nutrition World, because we have people, you know, 200 plus people a day, and many of them certainly share their health life with me, I have had more than a few people who have had, you know, potential. They thought they needed a hip replacement or knee replacement or shoulder things, and they have traveled to get a stem cell injection. And I will say I've had some very positive feedback. Now, I did not realize that Chattanooga had this, because actually Chattanooga hasn't had it that long. And so many people were having to spend a lot more money in the travels and going other places. But so to tell us, like, what would a patient do if like me, if I have my knee and it continues to hurt, there's nothing, you know, totally injured about it. It's more basically worn out or wearing out, and the nutrients help, but they're not giving me the kind of relief I want. What would a patient, or give me an example of what someone would do and the results they might anticipate?
Sure, Ed. A patient would come into our office, meet with our medical team, do a medical examination of the degenerated joint, the area they say makes them suffer the most. We would do some x-rays of the area, measure the joint, and ensure that they're a candidate for stem cell therapy. And as long as there's some space remaining in that joint, then they're a good candidate for stem cell therapy. From there, they would decide if they wanted to do the therapy or not. It's an outpatient procedure, so as soon as you do the injection, you can get back to doing what you like to do. No high-impact stuff for a week, but if you want to go for a bike ride or get out in the garden and plant some flowers, you can go right back to doing that. Go back to work, whatever you want to do. From there, we're just going to follow up with you for a year. So I will follow up with you a day, a week, a month, 6 months out. We'll give you a booster shot at 6 months out if you feel like you need one. A year out, we're going to do another x-ray of that joint and ensure that you've seen some tissue growth in that joint. If you just think for a second about your body being a VHS tape, for example, and you've utilized your joint and you're in the credits, you're at the end credits of the movie, and you feel like you don't have anything left in that tape, stem cells basically are hitting the rewind button. So you may get half of the tape back, the whole tape back. You see some regeneration in that joint, and you can use it for extra years.
Out of curiosity, as far as how quickly someone might see benefit from this, is it more immediate? Does it take a month, 3 months? What is an average time that people might see benefit?
That's a good question, Dr. Green. It's going to vary. So we had a 90-year-old lady come into the office, and she was about a phase two level of degeneration, so she still had some joint spacing left. And after her injection, it was about a month later that she started to see some results. We had another lady come in the office who was 60, who was closer to a phase three, but still had some joint spacing left. She had a lot more severe pain, lack of range of motion, had a hard time getting out of bed in the morning. Her husband was having to tie her shoes. She got the injection and called us the next day with an increased range of motion, a decrease in inflammation, and said she was actually able to do some things she hadn't been able to do for years. So it varies. Ed, one of the big things I would point to for this is it varies on your nutrition. You know, if you're eating a high inflammation diet, then that would be something you'd want to look at too.
Well, and I love you making that point, because many of these therapies, and I know we had, Dr. Green and I had talked to about a company, edwave.com, on erectile dysfunction. And I have talked to the people, many of the patients of that, and so much of the results will still come back to the general vitality and health of the patient. You can't take a car with 200,000 miles that's been wrecked and expect to rehabilitate it as easy as you do a car that's, you know, been taken care of. So I appreciate that comment because it is so true. And, of course, you know I'm all about that. So if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake, and we are talking to Grant Smith about stem cells. My question, Mr. Grant Smith, is this. I'm 61. I don't have chronic pain, but my knees are not what they used to be, and they're not supposed to be. I don't want to wait too long, and I don't want to do it too early. And in a perfect world, I mean, in a perfect Ed Jones world, why would I not want to pursue getting an injection in each knee right now? Is that foolish, or what am I talking about?
The prime thing is, the main thing we want to consider, Ed, is to make sure we do what's right for you. And that's really the biggest thing at the end of the day, is if you have something that's bothering you, to make it feel better, to let you, to get you back to doing some of the things that you want to do. If you want to come in the office, it's an elective procedure. If you want to get both knees done, you can do that. If we look at your knees and say, hey, your right knee is, you're a candidate for this in your right knee, but you're not in your left knee, we'll let you know that. We have had to turn away patients because they were so degenerated, and at that point, we refer them to an orthopedic surgeon.
Well, I had just thinking about listening to this and thinking of Ed getting his injection, which will probably come up sometime soon. He likes to try everything, I've learned. So if Ed goes and gets his injection, I'm curious, Grant, what would be the risk, if there is any, of having an adverse reaction, and what might that be? Have you seen like an autoimmune response, somebody rejecting the stem cells, or where the stem cells actually attack the body, anything like that?
Dr. Green, one of the things that's really awesome about stem cells is they're immunoprivileged. So what that means is we derive our stem cells from the Wharton's jelly of the umbilical cord. What we know about those multipotent mesenchymal stem cells is that the immunoprivilege means is a woman, when a woman gets pregnant with a child, there's no immune response, or very rarely there is, and they have to have a shot for that. But they test these stem cells. They do blood work on the parents before to make sure there's no genetic issues or any diseases. And then when they pull those stem cells, because they're immunoprivileged, there is no immune response to anyone. So there's zero recorded rejections or side effects.
No Rh reactions, anything like that?
Rh reaction, you're talking about the shot that a woman would have
right to
get. Yeah. So those stem cells, you wouldn't pull from that.
Okay. So yeah, that I started thinking about it, and it's theoretically possible, so I was curious. So if you're doing informed consent, you don't even have to mention that?
We do. Yeah,
you still mention it.
I go over everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was curious if it's so unheard of that you don't even mention it, but you still mention the theoretical possibility.
There's no recorded issues to date of any stem cells that have been injected of any side effect.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. Now, being the not skeptic, but being the overly cautious person that sometimes I am about medical procedures, you know, I have to say that, and I'm sure some people will think this, you know, is there a small teeny chance of disease being passed on that we will not know for 5 to 10 years because of the action of these cells? I mean, what steps are taken to ensure that we are getting a clean product?
Sure. As I mentioned before, the mother and the father are tested to ensure that there are no diseases, that they come from healthy, that there's no chronic diseases, there's a good family history there. They do that before and after the donation, and the stem cells aren't given as a product until after those are tested and ensured that there's no issues.
And all of this is being derived from the United States or outside the country?
That's derived from the United States. So as a woman, if she were pregnant and going to give birth, then she would be asked, do you want to donate your tissue for science? As a matter of fact, Ed, 9 years ago, I stored my own son's umbilical cord, and at the time, I was told that that umbilical tissue could be used to treat cancer, traumatic brain injuries, other diseases that myself or my wife would have. So even 9 years ago, they knew that there was some potential for this, and now we know that you can derive stem cells from that umbilical cord and use it on anyone because they're immunoprivileged.
How long can you keep that in a frozen state and be active?
They are going to hold his for 18 years.
Oh, at that point, then it probably becomes too old to utilize?
I wouldn't say it is too old. It's cryopreserved. That's just the amount that we paid $6,000-something to have his preserved for that time.
Oh, really? How interesting. You know, you've got really got me fired up about pursuing this for myself. I may need to borrow some money from Dr. Green, but...
I don't think they had a stem cell... saving like this when we had our kids. I think that's a new technology. So.
Absolutely.
Yes, we don't have that.
So again, go back over cost and how a patient and client could contact you. So tell me how much per joint it would be. For if I were going to do this next week, what would it cost me?
Sure. A single joint ed is $4,200. It's a cash price. It's an elective procedure. It's not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. Because of the office cost is down, if you come in and you do two joints or three joints, your cost goes down from there. And we go over, I go over all that in a seminar. You can sign up for a seminar at tencell.com, TENNCELL.com. You can call our office at 423-475-6438. You can ask for me, Grant, and I'd be happy to go over anything with you, give you more information.
Just thinking, if you have two knees, you said the cost goes down for the second. What would be the cost if you, say, did both knees?
$7,250.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's... I need to start saving and quit drinking as much Starbucks in the morning, I guess, and put a little bit back. As far as, do you think down the road you will be involving yourself with stem cells from an anti-aging standpoint on the entire body, or is this the focus you will continue to be at?
This is probably the focus we'll continue to be at. I see it growing in the industry, in the dermatology industry and everything. I see some stem cells continuing to grow. They're using it for hair growth and all kinds of different things at this point. And one of the other things I wanted to mention about pricing is that there are options in the office if you can't afford that upfront cost. There's financing options. We finance in the office. We have a third-party financing. We haven't had anyone come in that's been turned down for that. So.
Wow, you really got me excited, and it's been wonderful conversation with Mr. Grant Smith on stem cells, but it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, Dr. Green and myself will be discussing more and more about your health. So for Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. There's also an excellent free app that you can download. Let's start with Psalm chapter 118, verse 1. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Then Psalm 118, verse 5. When pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. And last, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and then verse 9, and the second half of that verse. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you. Stress causes all sorts of chaos inside our bodies, which actually prevents us from being able to think clearly. And because of that, when we are stressed, we can often say things like, the walls are closing in, or it's all just too much. Stress can make you feel like there's nowhere to turn and nowhere to breathe, which is interesting because the word stress comes from a Latin word meaning drawn tight. Well, that sounds like an accurate description. So, If you are focused on your stress, it can feel like the world is closing in on you. But there may be a better way to deal with that stress. The psalm we read said, "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord, He brought me into a spacious place." We don't have to live drawn tight, stressed out lives. God can bring us into a spacious place when we cry out to Him for help. So, to overcome our stress, we have to get out of our heads and into God's presence. When it feels like the walls are closing in, invite God in. When you feel like you just can't handle it all anymore, you may be right, but God is waiting to give you a spacious place. Our stress is an opportunity to allow God to be God and for Him to provide that spacious place of peace for you. So, remember that peace is possible. Even when it may not feel like it or seem like it, peace is possible in the presence of Jesus. And that's your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, we're getting back to you. Do you have any peace-inducing news from Nutrition World?
Thank you, and always thank you for what you do to help people be more connected to that part of a peacefulness that through this chaotic life we must pursue. I do want to make one comment. I had a lady who actually, I got a forward of a text from someone here local, and this was 2 weeks ago, and she said, "I just listened to Ed's and Dr. Green's show, and I really enjoyed it, but I do have one complaint. It ended too soon." How nice was that?
That is extremely nice. Thank you to whoever sent that.
And I'm sure she will be listening again. You know, Nutrition World, as we always talk about, is evolved into a more of a wellness complex. But part of what I totally believe in is we have to learn how to be healthy. It, you know, you look at wild animals, if they're in a good environment, they kind of instinctively know actually how to not only be healthy, but to treat their illnesses. They will find the herbs and the plants and the places to go that they can increase their ability to heal. We have lost that. We do live in a far more complex world than the jungle, and so, you know, those rules don't apply. But we always are pursuing what I consider to be very wise experts in the field of health. And
can I throw something in, Ed?
Yes.
You mentioned the wild animals know where to go, which foods to get, which herbs. Oh, we do that. We just go to the wrong places, a lot of us.
That's a very good statement. We have been confused on where to go, so we are going to the wrong places. Too much medication, too much alcohol, too much carbohydrates. You know, these many times we think that these cravings are actually instincts that's leading us directly to the right place. And no, it's not. I think we know deeply it's not. But we are having a few good lectures coming up at Nutrition World that, again, is from people who know how to help us. And I encourage people to get off the couch, get back into a mode of thinking where I want to learn more. You said earlier in the show how much you really enjoy learning. And I don't know, it seems to be a lost art for many people. But I want people to be healthy. To be healthy, you have to know things. To know things, you find the right people. Today, I want to announce the upcoming events. And Katie from Nutrition World is going to tell us what's coming up. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, I'm excited to be here today. So we have four events coming up in October that really are special in terms of the teachers that we're bringing. We're actually flying some people in from across the country. The first event is going to be October 5th. This is Yoga Nidra. This is with Debbie Parsons. She is a local yoga teacher that specializes in slower yin relaxing yoga. Yoga Nidra is the practice of relaxing before sleep, so that in-between state of almost falling asleep but not quite asleep. That's what Yoga Nidra helps us have a better relaxed form of. So we would love for you to come. That will be at 6 o'clock, October 5th. October 9th, we have a lecture on immune health. We have Lori Savini, a registered nurse, coming to speak on her journey with her immune health and how she keeps her immune health always on point. So how she eats, her lymphatic drainage machine that she specializes in, her ionic foot detox bath, but just how you can stay well short-term and long-term with maintaining your immune health. That will be October 9th. That is a free lecture to the public. October 16th, we're having the Four Rights of Supplementation. This is with Dr. Traj Nibber of AOR. He is flying in from across the country to speak on delivery of supplementation, what needs to be missing from your supplements, meaning what preservatives need to not be included in there, what times to take them, and what you really need in terms of what nutrients to have the best overall health. This will also be free to the public October 16th. And then finally, October 23rd, the microbiome. I know everybody has heard of this term and this idea now because the microbiome has become such a popular topic, but they're now calling our gut our third brain. So our gut holds a lot of power in it. I know Hippocrates has said that overall health begins in the gut. So that means taking care of the balance of the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, the candida, all of these components so that we can then have a healthy brain, a healthy mind. And so we have a doctor flying in also for this lecture to speak on how to truly get the best overall gut health. That will be October 23rd. So that's all of our October lectures. To sign up, please go to nutritionw.com and click on events, or you can go to wellnesscornerretreat.com. That's our space that all of these events are held in, is the retreat. It's located behind Nutrition World in the red brick building.
Thank you, Katie. That's very well explained everything. And it is, again, on nutritionw.com under events. And I do want to say that we had Dr. Weiss in from Arizona about 3 weeks ago. He was a cardiologist, probably one of the most impactful lectures that I have ever been privileged to sponsor. And we recorded it. It's on Facebook Live. I will say the recording lacked a little bit of professionalism because he didn't realize he was going to walk away from the mic. And when he did, the camera was still. But you can hear everything he says, and it is truly life-changing as far as that. So if people are concerned about cardiovascular health and want a different perspective from this cardiologist, it is mind-blowing. So Facebook Live, if you want to log on there. A lot going on, isn't it, Dr. Green?
Absolutely. That's exciting.
You know, we continue to evolve, and I will want to say one thing that I don't ever want to sound like we're bragging, but we were just announced that we won Best of the Best. We have gotten we've gotten in the running for 10 years, but we've never actually won first place because we're in against a lot of the big box stores who have tons and tons of traffic. But this year, Chattanooga voted Nutrition World as number one Best of the Best. So we're going down Thursday night to receive last Thursday night we'll go and we'll receive the award. And I'm just so fired up, and I'm so almost brought to tears by the fact that Chattanooga just is such a lovely town, and we love people here, and they seem to love us. So,
well, you know, that's what they know. And congratulations to you and Katie and the whole store. Everybody works so hard there, and I think they feel your love, your caring, your heart. I know I hear that from my patients. So thank you for serving the community.
Well, and you have certainly had your accolades with Best of the Best also. To you won physician, primary care?
That's right, yeah. So yeah. It is a great honor when we win those things. It really does touch your heart, I will say.
Yeah, and it just continues to fuel our journey, our energy, because it's hard work. I mean, you work very hard, Dr. Green. I know I work very hard. Katie works very hard. And this is not for the weak or the lack of self-disciplined person. I mean, I'm 6 day a weeker. You're almost 6 day a weeker. I mean, you came in today and you're talking about you had, on call last night. You had a call at 3 a.m. in the morning. It's tough. It's tough to journey through this complex world of a lot of challenges. Business is tough. And you're in a business too. It's not quite the same, but it's still, you have to manage, you have to make it efficient, you have to keep mistakes down. And we're trying to help people and, at the same time help ourselves. So I'm just very happy to be happy and be part of this life.
And none of us are in this alone.
There you go. It's a family and a real journey holding hands, that's for sure. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production of the Whitfield Media Group, and the website is by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.